Hey, this is Christy Whitman, and we're going to talk about what is pain in the body and how do you release it. Got a great story on the podcast. Hey, Robbie Rob, how are you?
Christy, it's always good to see you.
They can't see me.
But you can see me. I can see you.
I know.
She's got the best smile in the world. Everyone knows that. Anybody's seen a picture of you or have met you and
stop it. No, really,
great.
Keep going.
And you got your teeth. You got all your teeth in. That's always nice.
Yes, all my teeth are in place.
It's funny because Christy, when she had that tooth out, she was so self-conscious. And you couldn't really tell unless she smiled really big and you had to be looking for it. But with that said, I loved teasing Christy that whole time. It was my favorite part.
Well, I'll give you other stuff to tease about. Just not a tooth now. Yeah. I've got plenty to tease. I didn't tell you, we went away for Labor Day and we went to our realtor's house for the night and we're on the couch watching TV. They had a Miss Pac-Man machine, Rob. It was awesome. I was the Miss Pac-Man champion.
Were you a big player of that back in the 80s?
I was. Okay. My mom would go to the grocery store. She'd give me a couple of quarters and I would play Miss Pac-Man until she was done. It was our...
On the couple of quarters?
Oh, yeah.
That's good. You were good.
Yeah, I was good.
A couple of quarters last me 10 minutes.
I would get high scores. So we have this, the four of us, right? Uh-huh. My kids, Frederick, myself. And he ends up getting high score. But then we decide to play a, you know, championship game. Mm-hmm. And I won. And I got the high score on the machine. But anyways, while we're there, we're relaxing. And Alex says to me, Mom, can I have one of these, like, waters? It's strawberry and it's in a can. I look at it and I go, yeah. Because we have, you know, sparkling waters in our house, like San Pellegrino or, you know, what is that, Perrier with different flavors, peach, strawberry.
Sure.
Right.
LaCroix.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of LaCroix myself, but I, you know.
Okay.
Whatever. So he hands me a can or looks at a can and he goes, can I have it? And I said, sure. So Frederick gets up. I go to the bathroom. We take a break. And all of a sudden I come back in. He goes, do you know this is hard cider?
Uh-oh.
He goes, there's this 5% alcohol in here.
And he's got permission. Rock it out.
And
who said that? Who brought that to your point?
Frederick.
Okay.
The responsible parent. We're going to have some parenting shows coming up. No, but I couldn't believe it. I was like, what? And Alex, you know, he drank half of it.
Was he feeling pretty good? He's what, 12?
He's 13.
13?
He didn't really seem as crazier than normal.
I'm going to have to call Child Protective Services here real quick.
And he didn't have a hangover the next morning. No, so I'm thinking he was okay. But I was Mother of the Year. I was like, oh, shit. Mother, just give me a t-shirt. I'll wear it. So, you know, opportunity to beat myself up.
Do you think he knew that he was getting into it?
Honestly,
he had no idea.
No, he's like, well, what do you mean? What's a high? I mean, he really didn't know.
So if he had known that he was sneaking it, I bet you he would have psychologically acted even more drunk.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they're funny. The other day, Max, you know, they're not allowed to play video games or anything during the week. They stay focused on their schoolwork and also on their sports, right? On the weekends.
Did I tell you Christy's a mean mother? Or no? So
Max,
I get that.
Maxim calls me a bad mamma jamma.
A bad mamma jamma.
See, he told that to a group of parents. He's like, I wouldn't mess with my mom. She's a bad mamma jamma.
So you're pretty strict with those rules. Both you and Frederick agreed that during the week, no video games. Okay,
right. Good. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they can play 2 hours max on the weekends, right?
Gotcha.
So they get what they want. And sometimes we can throw them an extra hour if we feel like it. And, you know, if they do something worthy of,
do you know what games they play?
We do, yeah. Yeah.
Like Call of Duty or anything?
No, none of that. No. Worst it gets is Fortnite and even that. Okay. So anyways, back to the subject.
Right.
I walk upstairs and Maxim has got his little school computer and he's kind of like pulling it away while he's trying to tap something off and looking at me at the same time. I mean, he couldn't be more guilty.
The alcoholic looking at now?
He was playing a video game of soccer. He was playing a soccer. It was so innocent. It wasn't like he was hiding porn. He was playing a soccer game. And he's like, I go, what are you doing? And I'm like, either you got to get better at sneaking or maybe stop because you're not good at it.
There's a great parent of the year. You know, you got to get better at hiding this stuff from us, son.
No.
Coming up, we're going to have some parenting podcasts. Not lying. We will.
Oh my God. No, we did, you know, it was one of those things, you know, you're not supposed to be doing that. You know, you don't have to sneak. Here's the consequence. We gave him a consequence for doing that because he was sneaking. He doesn't need to sneak. But if he's going to, I'm thinking if he's going to sneak between you and me, Rob, just,
we needs to get a little, you and I had better. To sneak down.
He does. He really needs to get better. So anyways, today we are actually talking about parenting.
What is pain?
What is pain? So yes. Okay, before we get going on this topic, so I have a really cool story. Wanted to tell everybody that we have some events coming up. We have some virtual healing events, October 29th. We have a live healing event in Scottsdale, Arizona, which Rob will be there. He's going to be doing the sound for and the video and all that stuff.
That's in February.
That's February 25th. So yes, and tickets are still available for both of those. You can go to thedesirefactor.com/programs. So thedesirefactor.com/programs, or you can go to christywhatman.com and we will tell you all the dates. And first one coming up is a virtual healing event in October. So be there or be square. So what is pain? So I want to just share this. I walked into Jody's place, my Pilates studio, and Jody was on vacation that week. And so there's this cute Pilates instructor, young girl, and her name's Maria. And
I got to start taking Pilates. All
right, go ahead. We went and saw Chris Rock, and Chris Rock was talking about everybody's cheating these days. Everybody's cheating. He's like, men, Pilates, that's not a real thing. My Frederick looks over at me and he goes, you go 5 days a week.
Yeah.
And I just have this
Pilates 5 days a week. What's your instructor really look like?
Well, I've showed you one of my instructors, Tyler. You've got to see his picture of him. Okay. Anyway, so off the subject again, I walk in and I have the voodoo magic, which is, you know, a lot of that healing component with CBD oil and turmeric and boswellia and arnica. And it's very healing. Plus, it's infused with counsel's energy. So people have been using it. And like, say you wake up with a stiff neck. It's gone, right? Or whatever. So she saw me placing it on Jody's desk and she said to me, would that work on my heel? And I said, what's wrong with your heel? She said, I don't know. All of a sudden it started hurting me and it keeps getting worse and worse. It's to the point, it's been months now. It's to the point where I have to ice my leg, not even just my heel anymore, but it's moving up my leg. I have to ice it in the middle of the night or else I can't sleep. And so I said to her, I'm like, get on the Cadillac, which it's almost like a massage table if you don't know what a Cadillac is for Pilates. And so I said, just lay down and I'll work on your heel. So I started putting some energy on the back of her heel and I started asking her, when did your heel start hurting you? And she said, I don't know, about 8 months ago. And I said, well, what else happened around that time? And she goes, oh my God, because a lot of times we don't put two and two together. She goes, oh my God, that's when I moved to Arizona. And I said, so this pain in your heel represents fear because it's the lower part of the body moving forward into your life. So as a part of the body, it's representing wanting to heal you, hold you back. So what were you afraid of? And she said, well, I was born and raised in Miami, my parents there, all my friends, family, but my husband and I have always loved Scottsdale. We've been wanting to move. We finally get the opportunity. He got a job here. And now we're moving. And so it's exciting. At the same time, I'm afraid. And I said, well, what was the fear about? And she said that I'm going to be alone. We talk about this on the podcast all the time. Feel that fear, you know, feel that inside of you and then let yourself feel compassion. And then ask yourself, is that true? You're here. Like she's with this studio that's amazing. She's meeting all sorts of different people.
She met you.
She met me. Yeah. Hello. No. No, you know, she's meeting friends and she's enjoying herself. And sure. I said, so is it true what your mind was telling you that you were going to be alone? And she goes, no, I'm not alone at all. And so she let her body release it. And then I did a couple more minutes of energy work. And then she stands up and she goes, oh my God. Like this was constant. It was chronic at this point. She stands up. She goes, it doesn't hurt. Oh my God. And then she starts walking on it. And she goes, oh my God, it doesn't. Like she kept going, oh my God. Oh my God. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't. Oh my God. And I'm like, yeah.
This is after one session.
It wasn't even a full session. It was just a few minutes of just going right where the fear is, what it represented, letting yourself be calm about it, because if the mind telling you something bad's going to happen, that hasn't happened. So you can let it go. Right. And so she let it go. And she told me the next day, she goes, oh my God, my, she was like ready to jump on me. Oh my God, my leg still doesn't hurt. And I told my mom, and my mom's like, oh my God. And you know, I'm telling everybody I know about this because I really was in pain. And now I literally have no pain.
After today's podcast, I got some elbow issues that you and I are going to have to. That's awesome. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So what we're going to just really dive into is understanding. We're going to explore the energetic roots of an experience that a lot of us deal with from time to time. And that's the experience of pain, whether it's physical pain, emotional pain, mental anguish, or even the pain of feeling disconnected from source. When we understand what pain is and how it's created, then we can take the necessary steps to release it, like I did with Maria. So first, what is pain? Pain is an actual manifestation of blocked energy in the body. If you think about it that way, well, I wake up in the morning, I got a stiff neck, I've got stuck energy in there, but the stuck energy is so divinely intelligent, the body is, to get my attention, help me understand, there's something that's a pain in my neck. Who am I frustrated with? Who represents the pain in my neck?
At that point, do you look over at your husband that's laying next to you and just time. Pound kick, him? Like, well, him. I got this neck pain kick, and it's your
kick,
fault.
Give him a nice swift kick. Push him over the bed. Totally.
It's that story where the wife is so mad at the husband. What did I do? In my dream, you did this.
You cheat. I had a cheat dream. He's like, there's nothing I could do. I'm like, you can at least reassure me. But we've had many of those, 15, over 16 years together. Yeah. We've had those conversations. So, but let's say that again. Pain is literally a manifestation of blocked energy in the body. So physical pain is a manifestation of blocked energy in the physical body. So is emotional pain. It's all blocked energy in the subtle body. But most of us like recoil against or even resist pain when it comes up, or we start a story about it. Like, oh my God, I have a pain in the neck. Oh, mm-hmm. I wonder if my neck is flaring up from when I got in that accident. And then it starts to become something that you think I'm getting older, right? And we give excuses to these different things. I started feeling bloated and I went to my acupuncturist and she's like, take this. I'm like, okay, I got to get it now because I don't want to live like that. But most people go, well, I guess it's just my age or, you know. And so I started taking the herbs and did my acupuncture and it's like, I feel like a new woman today. The body, whether it's bloating or whether it's a pain somewhere, a toothache, an eyeache, you know, something in the heel, that is telling us that there's some energy that's in there. Because what happens is the emotional body fills up like a tank. And once you can't get any more in there, it goes into other parts of the body. It goes beyond the emotions into the thought process. Thoughts and emotions are connected. So that starts a spiral. Well, that energy has to go somewhere. So where does it go? It manifests inside the physical bodies, whether it's a finger ache or a knee ache. And so when we understand that pain is representation of something that's blocked or not flowing in our body, well, then we can do something about it, right?
What can we do about it?
Well, we need to understand that our physical and emotional bodies are very intimate. They're very intimate, loving partners in this lifetime, and they communicate to us when something's going on. So think of it as a gift. Think of it as like, you know, the fire alarm in your kitchen going off, letting you know that there's something burning, or, you know, it's a warning light, like the gas gauge, you know, showing you an empty tank to say, hey, you're running low on gas, go get it fixed, or the engine light goes on, or these are warnings that help alert us to the fact that something's going on that we need to pay attention to.
So if you have pain, that is just your body's way of telling you, take care of this.
Exactly.
It's not trying to get even with you, or it's not upset with you. So you have to appreciate that you have pain. Otherwise, you might not even know that something's wrong.
Right. Exactly. That's a great way of looking at it, because how many of us push against our bodies or cut our bodies down?
Or wish that, I wish this would just go away.
Right. But it's like we're not really partnering or, you know, being friendly with our bodies enough to hear the signs. Because pain begins in the subtle realm of our thoughts and emotions. And if we don't pay attention to it in its subtle form, it manifests into something more tangible. And so we want to catch it early before it becomes something. So in other words, the emotions speak first and then the mind. And if we don't address the blockages at the level of emotions and the mind, then the physical body gets involved to say, hey, yoo-hoo, you're not listening to how you feel. You're not listening to the thoughts that you're thinking. So now to get your attention, how about a little knee ache this morning?
What happens if you don't realize when the pain started? You just like, oh, I've been living with this for months. You didn't pay attention. You're not that in tune. And all of a sudden it's become this chronic issue.
Well, you can still release it. So let's talk okay. about that. It's like you just read my piece of paper. You said, help me segue. So whenever you are experiencing pain, there are three steps to release it. Okay. You do not have to know. Like she knew, Maria knew it was 8 months ago and I was afraid of this, you know, very aware as a young girl in her 20s, right? But if you're like, I don't know, it was a few years ago.
Yes, something like that. Right? It's like, it's been hurting. I figured it was from the bike. I figured it was from this or that, or I'm getting older.
Right.
So I don't know.
Exactly. But at least you have, number one, the willingness to let it go. So first and foremost, allow yourself to fully feel what you are experiencing. So for example, if it's physical pain, breathe into it. If it's emotional pain, allow yourself to focus on it and feel it, like the energy pulsating. Let yourself breathe into it. Remember that all pain is nothing but a constriction of energy. And the more you allow the energy to flow, the faster you allow it to release. But resisting it causes it to stick up, hold on to it. Just accepting it and being with it, it lets it flow out. It's like you're releasing the gates, you're releasing the dam, and it flows out. So second, to your point, allow yourself to trace back to the period in time when you first began experiencing this pain. So like to your point, if you do not know, you probably have a general idea. I don't know, about 10 years, right? So it's like maybe 10 years or maybe it's been 8 months. What was happening in your life? And if you're experiencing a physical ache or pain, see if you can correlate this with what's happening for you emotionally at the time when the first sign of the pain manifested. So for example, I had a client, her daughter started going blind in one eye. And the doctors, they had no explanation for it. So she did a session with the council. And the first thing the council asked her was, how long has this been going on? And she said, it's been maybe a year or two. And so the council said, well, what happened around that time? And she kind of just sat with it and she just started crying. And council just let her cry and said, okay, well, you see something, you feel something, you're now aware, you're seeing something that you weren't aware of before. And so the council said, do you want to voice that? And she said, yeah, I had one of my best friends committed suicide. And we were kind of, you know, not in as touch as we were. And when she did it, I just didn't want to look at it. I needed to just move on with my life. And
very common.
Yeah.
For people to do that.
Oh, yeah. That's the way she was dealing with the loss, the grieving. Some of us don't deal with it. Sometimes we push it down. And it's very normal, very human. And so because of that, she didn't want to see. She was going blind in her left side, which is the feminine. She didn't want to see. She didn't want to. And as soon as she felt that and started to mourn, her eyesight came back. And the doctors were like, what? Look at the light in your eyes. This is amazing. So, I mean, these things happen all the time. When we can figure out, when did I start feeling this ache, this pain, this thing? What was my thought process around it? I'm older now than I was, obviously, when I was in my 40s. And around the age of 45, all of a sudden, I started gaining weight and I wasn't feeling as lean and I was feeling bloated and all this stuff. And people kept saying to me, oh, well, that's the age.
Yeah.
You're going to that's the way it is now. And I'm like, I just don't feel good, though. I'm working out. I was working out still 5 days a week. I was eating well. I did drink at the time. I was drinking a lot, probably maybe two or three times a week. I'd have a couple glasses of wine, was drinking coffee and
still,
stuff like that.
Still,
I first approached it with, okay, what is my body trying to tell me? What is my body doing for me? What is going on? And I had some other emotional things that I needed to let go of, but I was doing that at the time. I was also taking herbs and doing acupuncture and working from both the inside out and the outside in, changing things. But if I would have said, all right, I'm getting older now, or I'm 45, this is what happens at 45, then it's an excuse. And then I keep living the rest of my life not feeling good. And that wasn't an option for me. So I am now leaner. I'm more fit. I'm more hormonally balanced at 51, almost 52, than I was at 45.
Thank God she's hormonally balanced.
Thank God for these
sessions would be hell.
Everybody. Everybody is grateful for that, including the dog. But you know what I'm saying? Yes, you have to figure out that it's like Maria figuring out the pain in her foot was the fear of moving forward. And I know council is wanting to create a book and a guideline on what body parts represent which fears and these kind of things, kind of like the work of Louise Hay, taking that work and doing it from a deeper energy dive of what the body is trying to communicate and how do you then release it? Because the final step is bring your attention fully to the present moment. Allow yourself to ground in the experience of the moment, whatever you're experiencing, this time, this place. And if the pain begins to manifest at a time when you were feeling fear, you want to ask yourself, is there anything for me to fear right now? Whatever I was feeling there then, is it true for me now? Like I did with Maria, right? 8 months ago, you were in fear, got stuck in the body. Ask your mind, do I still need to fear that? No, that's not the reality I'm living with. Sometimes it might be, yeah, that's still a reality I'm living with. So you need to feel that fear, let it go, bring in the compassion, let yourself feel compassion. If you don't know how to do that, this is the why you go to the healing event or why you would do 30 days of meditation or any of the programs, because the council helps you do it. But this is the process. So often pain is nothing more than a reverberation from the past. It's a continuation of past energy that we set into motion when we were in a more constricted vibration. And we continue to experience it because we keep perpetuating it by thinking about it, talking about it, worrying about it, and of course, focusing on it. So to release any type of pain, acknowledge what you're feeling. Correlate what was happening when you first began to feel it. Bring yourself into the present time by focusing on all of that literally leaving your body, that all of it leaving your body as energy, bringing in the energy of compassion to neutralize yourself, and then bringing your mind back into knowing that you are fine, or you can put your focus and attention on what you appreciate, that all things are working out. This allows the past energy to flow through us and begin to align with the new frequency of vibration. Remember, you choose your vibration. So release the pain, bring in the compassion, and then choose the energy you want to be in.